More, and it's waiting for you free in the App Store right now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. University of Alabama's SGA president arrested on a DUI Sunday morning. Tuscaloosa police responded to a head-on collision involving two vehicles. Officers smelled alcohol on Jared Hunter and observed behavior that led them to believe he was impaired. He was tested and registered .16 BAC. He was arrested. Montgomery police investigating a crash on the Northern Boulevard that left a pedestrian dead. A vehicle stalled on the boulevard. A man got out to check what had happened to his vehicle. A second vehicle crashed into the vehicle and the man, the pedestrian, pronounced dead on the scene. The crash is still under investigation. And the vigil for the Taco Bell on Zelda Road went on as scheduled. Even the Taco Bell dog was there with over 100 mourners. One of the organizers, Katie James, thanked the crowd, most of which carried candles and mourned Taco Bell. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Judd.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. Big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition in the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365 horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third row seating and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T. and Dale Johnson, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Trump campaign is out with an attack ad saying that because of the government shutdown, Democrats will be complicit in all murders by illegal immigrants.
They tried to keep national parks open, several closed due to limited staffing.
Morgan Freeman received a Lifetime Achievement Award. The Oscar-winning actor earned himself 4 SAG nominations throughout the years.
Big demonstrations in major major cities advocating women's rights.
Mitty's trip for Vice President Pence.
Crushing the competition again at the box office, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Certain motorists would have to pay more than $11 to drive through the busiest parts of Manhattan. The idea? To ease congestion below 60th Street.
An accident in the skies over California has claimed the lives of two U.S. service members, the pilot and co-pilot of an Army helicopter.
Afghan security officials say they have cleared armed militants from the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul after a 12-hour siege.
An Oklahoma lawmaker who found a tracking device attached to his pickup truck is suing a private investigation company and one of its investigators, trying to figure out what's going on.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Excuse me. Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. Fresh Market gift card, $50. And I'm telling you, folks, if you want tuna, it's the wild sashimi tuna steak, $4.99 each, normally $7.99. It is unbelievable. And mine was huge. And matter of fact, two of us couldn't finish it. But when I recommend that you get the white and dark sesame seeds and some oil and some soy sauce. Put it in that and then roll it in or press it, the sesame seeds on it and cook that bad boy either on the grill or flash it in a pan. And it is unbelievably great tasting. It's just a phenomenal flavor. I actually put a little Italian dressing on it with some the pear vinegar with a butter oil and a sesame seed oil with it. It was absolutely spectacular. I just cannot say enough about it. Let's see here. We got several things we need to hit here. Mike Pompeo had a really interesting interview. This guy is somebody I have been watching ever since he got on the Benghazi committee and I started hearing him talk and the way he expressed himself. Harvard graduate, West Point, top of his class, Intel committee guy. He's in charge of the CIA now. And he's going to talk about the government shutdown and what is the effect of it and then the threat of North Korea.
How does a government shutdown affect national security?
It won't impact our operations here at CIA. We're going to continue crushing our adversaries, whether the government's open or closed. We do hope it gets opened back up, but for today and tomorrow and for the few days ahead of us, we're going to continue to do the things we need to do.
These government shutdowns, though, signal dysfunction in government. And some people in the national security arena say that kind of dysfunction is one of the biggest threats to U.S. national security. How important is it for Congress to get this right?
Yeah, look, I served in Congress, so I've seen this from another role. I'm not sure I agree that it signals dysfunction. The American people are having complicated discussions about their priorities. I think that's entirely appropriate in a democracy.
Entirely appropriate in a democracy. It's and notice how he says, you know, we're going to keep going and crushing our enemies. I mean, I love the way his attitude towards things. Did I mislabel number two?
I think, yeah, you copied. It might be just a continuation of the North Korean threat here.
Let's play and see if it repeats itself.
As director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo faces a world's worth of national security threats. Perhaps none as urgent or as murky as North Korea's nuclear advances.
This September, Kim Jong-un detonated a sixth nuclear bomb. Did we know that was coming?
Yes. Here's what we can say. We can always identify that the program is continuing. We'll never know the exact nature of what's taking place. We'll never know the exact moment that they're going to continue. But the core risk that the policymakers needed to know was that North Korea's nuclear weapons program is continuing to expand, advance, become more powerful, more capable, more reliable. Each of those things had been shared with policymakers.
So to be clear, how close is Kim Jong-un to being able to deliver a nuclear attack to the territorial United States?
A handful of months.
But correct me if I'm wrong, I do believe you have used that phrase more than 6 months ago. You said a handful
it's
of
true.
Months.
True. I hope to be able to say it a year from now as well. The United States government is working diligently to extend that timeline.
I like the way he approaches that. When he was asked a question and he said yes, he's paused for a little bit, but he said yes. And this is what I like about this guy. He's forthright, and his whole thing, and when you listen to this, is he wants to get the advantage to the U.S. of A, and knowledge is power. This is in the second part about briefing the president.
We asked about the intelligence community's relationship with the White House and whether the president takes allegations of Russian election meddling seriously.
Make no mistake about it. We are doing things today that the CIA was not doing a year ago, and there's more risk attached to those.
Risk-taking, that sounds like you're expanding covert and clandestine operations.
Oh, most certainly.
To what effect? What do you want?
I want the president to have the best intelligence in the world.
I'm Michael Richard Pompeo.
As America's top spymaster, CIA Director Mike Pompeo splits his time between the agency he runs in Langley, Virginia, and the White House, where he personally helps deliver the president's daily brief.
What's that like? Take us behind the scenes.
So, sometime each morning, someone hollers, Pompeo, you're in. And I, along with Director Coates, General McMaster, most days the Vice President as well, deliver the President the most exquisite information any leader in the world ever gets a chance to see.
And does it still contain those killer graphics you've talked about?
It does. I love killer graphics. I love them. So do you. It helps communicate information, right? This is the important thing. It's absolutely important that we deliver information to the President in a way that in the time that can be allotted to this, that he can grasp the central information that we're trying to deliver to him.
I love this guy. I love the way he approaches things. You give him, you know, one of the things that people kind of criticize is that he does graphics when he's briefing the president. And that it feeds into this narrative, which, by the way, Joe Scarborough was all over today, that he's not mentally prepared to be president and he's nuts. They actually said he didn't have all his marbles. They just don't understand what brilliance is, to be honest with you. But they made this kind of sound like, well, Donald Trump is dumb because he has to have graphics. He has to have this kind of cartoonish type thing. Let me tell you something. When you're trying to impress a CEO and you want to convey something to him, you use whatever means is necessary and you talk to them on their medium. And killer graphics are great. I mean, when I would do stand-up, when we did the thing at the church talking about the polling data that we did, that's what we did. We used graphics for that. We weren't just telling them. We wanted them to see it.
Well, and also, most President Eisenhower had the white paper, you know, rule, like, don't give me a huge report. Give me a single piece of paper. What's the bottom line to this?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Reagan had a similar approach. Yeah, people come in presentations. And
yeah, it was everything was a one. If Deaver would say, if you cannot put it on one page, then you haven't thought about it hard enough.
Well, and then if it's a really tough issue, you sit in a room and you let people who disagree argue in front of you. And you ask questions. But if you're trying to just get basic information to a person, yeah, graphics help.
Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top.
Hey, guys. Good to see Joey back. You guys, y'all work in a dangerous business. You need to get hazard pay in your disease-infested studio.
Oh, man, that's why I have a mic sock.
Man, I've been in plenty of recording studios. Yes, it's amazing what fills up. Let's not talk about what fills up on microphones, okay?
Yeah, right.
Norah O'Donnell was extremely nice to Pompeo.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her that nice to anybody in the Trump administration, man. But she seemed to be very in a good, either she was in a good mood or I don't know what has happened. This is before the Democrats agreed to stop the government shutoff. But I thought Pompeo was very good and amazingly upbeat for somebody in his job.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, the guy is brilliant. If you... you know, just Google the guy and read some stuff about him. And if you want some, doing the Aspen Institute and some of the things he did when he was out there this summer, the guy is brilliant. I mean, he is absolutely brilliant. He has got his hands completely around the intelligence community.
And what a great attitude the man has. It is so different than Brennan and anybody else we've ever seen who's always seemed to be dark and confused. And this man seems to have a real focus on things. I'm amazed.
Yeah.
And it is good to have somebody like up there. And my praises go to Donald Trump for getting these guys to do what they were supposed to do. Democrats and Republicans have come back from these meetings sounding like little children. Well, Daddy said this was no. Daddy needs this. Said we need to do such and such. And so Donald Trump is being a father to these adult children in Washington, and certainly they need one, don't you think?
I absolutely do. Richard, what did you think about what happened with the closing and the fact that Schumer finally acquiesced?
Well, I think Donald Trump's tweet on the nuclear option had a lot to do with it. I think at this point, they're starting to get, after the tax bill passed and all this economic suspense, I think they figure they better stop causing so much trouble, because the Democratic Party is a very confused. They have no focus. They have no direction. Nobody knows what they stand for, other than negativity. So I felt they were really, they did a good job of showing how bad the Democrats were Sunday on all the talk shows and stuff like that.
Well, I thought the talk shows kind of played it a little tilted to the Democrats, particularly George Stephanopoulos, in the way that they were handling some of the folks that they had on there. First of all, they were using disinformation. George Stephanopoulos said, you know, X number of people don't want a government shutdown. Well, he said this was just in. That came out 2 days ago before the shutdown even happened, and you would have to read the graphic and look it up to kind of get that. That was a total misrepresentation that 68% of the people don't want the government shut down.
Oh, absolutely. And all these, well, see, we're finally to the point where they have lost credibility to a great degree, so their percentages and their polls really don't mean a lot to anybody. And I think everybody's holding pretty firm with Donald Trump, and they're starting to feel a lot of pushback.
I agree with that.
I'm all for it. Gentlemen, it is so nice to be above freezing again. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
Was yesterday not an amazing day?
Oh, yes.
I sat there and watched those games. I've watch zero NFL football. I'll catch it if I'm recording at 10 o'clock news and the game goes into that. But I sat there on the deck yesterday and last night watching the game, having great food, great adult beverages, and I was just sitting there, you know, soaking it in. The birds were singing. I mean, I was going, it felt like spring almost.
You and I have a lot in common. I was out on my porch with the birds and the squirrels too, and it was certainly felt like paradise, didn't it?
It really did. Another day
Thank
in paradise.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Bye.
News Center 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car stamp of approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Your home, your community. It's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Batchelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. Batchelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Batchelor Technologies. wearebt.com.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
I just got a request. A guy who's written a book, DVD, called The Art of the Insult.
Yeah?
And how Donald Trump uses media to basically wrap people into a corner.
Well, and I find it funny that people are acting like Donald Trump's the first time insult and invective has been used often and effectively in American politics. I mean, that goes back to the British experience, way before the United States. And this is a common thing in our tradition. And the common one everybody seems to know is the spats between John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hermaphroditical, neither the firmness of a man or the softness of a woman. I mean, it's just, I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
Cleveland, Grover Cleveland, what they did with that. And, I mean, they insults have been part of the mainstay of politics in America.
Well, and one of my favorite writers, H.L. Mencken, actually, he was so vicious with his invective that there were literally sheriffs all across the South who said, if you come into my county, we will hang you legally. And all these folks got upset and wrote letters to the editor about publishing Mencken's works. Because he said some pretty salty stuff. I mean, one towards our native soil, the South. He called it the hookworm and incest belt of the country. It's partially true with the hookworm. And so Mencken, as a good sport, takes all these people who are critical of him, threatening his life, threatening him bodily harm, puts them together as in a book that he edits and sells it. Like, of all people freaking out against him. It's genius.
272-9228, that's where we are. So we're doing the Michael Pompeo, and he is really, really, really good. Let's do this. Let's go to Chad here. Let's talk to Chad first. Hey, Chad, how about that shutdown, buddy?
It's been a heck of a day, hasn't it?
It really has.
I believe that we can now rename Donald Trump Tua Tagovailoa because he just got a touchdown, in the end zone, and Chucky Schumer was the free safety that got his jock fake.
Yes, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to how the networks are going to handle this whole thing.
They are. The left is so mad at Chuck Schumer right now. All the stories coming out, they are just, Twitter is going ape.
Really? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. They're saying he caved. What did you do this for if you're not going to stand up for, you know, illegal immigrants? You know, the left is all over him. All over him. Nancy Pelosi spoke against it. Yeah, so
really?
A lot of the lefty Democrats, the real hardcore Soros Democrats, are kicked.
Well, I want to see how the media is going to play this.
Enjoy that blue wave, dude. I think the blue wave just turned into a dud. Of course, you've seen the polling information, two or three different polls in the last couple of days on that, that the generic ballot poll is starting to shift a little bit better toward the Republicans. It's still too much for Democrats right now, but it's not 14%. Like, in one of them, it was like 8, another one was 7, another one was like 5. You know, so I think once these tax cuts fully kick in and the economy's humming along like it is, that that this fantasy that they have about a blue wave is, you know, going to be exactly that, a fantasy.
Well, and I agree with you on that. I think that one of the biggest problems that the Democrats have is that they're Democrats, and they're not going to be able to get out of their own way. All they're doing is criticizing Trump, and all these numbers are out there is because ABC, NBC, and CBS have just beat the crap out of him.
Right.
But when you talk to voters versus the general population, the general population just didn't have enough knowledge. Voters are a whole different ballgame.
Well, I'll tell you, you can really tell how out of touch the Democrats are by the fact that Schumer and company actually believe that it was a winning strategy to shut down the federal government for illegal aliens. And say what you want. I mean, especially when the Republicans say we're willing to compromise and make a deal on DACA as long as we get border security in the wall. So it's one thing to say, a majority or a plurality of Americans want to have DACA in some form. It's another to say that majority would support a shutdown of the federal government and all that comes with it, the military and all the other kind of things that come with it. And I'm saying these guys are so, they hate Trump so much, they're so believing their own arguments that he's going to lose and they're going to, you know, reestablish the new order when the midterms come, that, you know, they're out of touch.
They really are. They are believing their own BS is number one. And number two is all they can do is criticize Trump, and they don't realize that their numbers are plummeting as far as believability.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to take a big hit on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I really think they are. And I will tell you, I'll make a prediction. By the beginning of summer in June, when people have had, you know, 4 or 5 pay cycles with their taxes coming back into their own, the take-home pay, and you start seeing, you know, let's say you get a quarter with a 4% GDP, which may happen soon, and a few other things going on, you know, I think you're going to see that generic poll is going to be a Zippo at that point, or negligible.
Well, hey, I noticed that they're cherry-picking these polls now. You look at some of the Rasmussen and others. He's moving up in his favorability. This tax thing was huge for him. And I really do think that they timed the shutdown with the 20th anniversary and the discussion being about the tax reform. Because I'm telling you, you cannot, as Mike David would say, you cannot argue with success. Nothing right. succeeds like success.
Well, I think it was CNN had a poll over the weekend, a presidential approval poll had him at 43. Well, Barack Obama in January 2010, the same time period, 42.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, good to talk to you, Dan.
Chad, always have a great day, my friend. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASC Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASC Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASC is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Lawmakers are now in the process of getting all federal services back in operation, ending the three-day-old government shutdown. Fox's Jared Halpert on Capitol Hill.
A filibuster has been broken, a deal between Republican and Democratic leaders in the Senate agreeing to move forward on a short-term spending bill.
Democrats agreeing to support the measure after being assured immigration policies will be heard in the Senate, including DACA, the program protecting immigrants brought into the country illegally as children.
We expect that a bipartisan bill on DACA will receive fair consideration and an up or down vote on the floor.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer. The House will take up the spending measure later today. Five workers are missing after an explosion and fire at a gas drilling rig in Oklahoma. That blast occurring this morning at a well site southeast of Tulsa. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a very spring-like sounding forecast today here in the dead of winter, even a storm system on the way. High temperature near 70 today. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially during the afternoon and evening hours. A few of the storms could be on the strong side with some gusty winds. We'll be keeping track of the radar, and our weather app will let you know if there's any warnings for your area. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms ending by midnight. Cooler, low 43. Tomorrow, sunshine, not quite as warm. Upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the upper 50s Wednesday and near 60 Thursday, with sunshine both days. AR Weather App has radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and a lot more. And it's waiting for you free in the App Store right now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Well, let me first mention Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars sponsor this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Come on and see Tip Thames, David Ingram, the whole gang, Glenn, Eric, everybody there. They're going to help you find a great used car. Everybody that's going in and walk that mile has got a great, pleasant, very pleased with the results. I have several family members that have done, including myself. They are absolutely spectacular. Go by and see them. They're going to take great care of you. Just mention that you're a Dan Morris Show listener. So let's continue with Mike Pompeo here. Now, here is an interesting thing. You remember when he went to the CIA headquarters in Langley?
When Trump did. Yeah.
I did Reagan's thing that when Reagan did that, and it was something to kind of let them know, hey, look, we appreciate you and we care for you, and they really appreciated it. They were just, Jimmy Carter did not like the intelligence community, and I don't think Barack Obama did, except for those that were helping him. But he's going to be talking about the visit to Langley and that, and the whole thing. The press panned it. They said it was awful. They said everybody in the intelligence community thought it was awful and that he lied during the thing. Well, that is a selective group of the intelligence community that had ties to Obama. But he also talks about Brennan criticizing Trump for the visit.
I met Mike Pompeo. And was the only guy I met. I didn't want to meet anybody else.
Pompeo has cultivated a uniquely close relationship with President Trump, whose sometimes antagonistic tweets and provocative post-inaugural speech at the CIA,
as you know, I have a running war with the media,
was said to put him at odds with the agency, something Pompeo denies.
It was important to me that he'd come out here. So I asked if he wouldn't, on his first day, come out and talk to the men and women of the CIA.
That speech ended up being quite a stem winder, though.
It was a heck of a day. Our officers appreciated the president coming after a very long evening the night before, coming out to Langley to speak with them and share his love for them.
Your predecessor, John Brennan, had called that speech a despicable display of self-aggrandizement. When a former director criticizes the administration, what does that do?
So there's a long history of former directors behaving in a way that reflects the excellence, professionalism, and non-political nature of the Central Intelligence Agency. It is my hope that all of the former directors will behave that way, because when they don't, they do damage to the CIA.
I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you today.
Okay. I miscut that one. I hope I didn't lose the second part of this thing. But Brennan basically says in his interview, and I hope I didn't muff this thing up, but says in his interview that I've seen evidence. The question is that the timing of that coincides with the Steele dossier. And is the evidence that he saw that he based his kind of telling Congress, I've seen evidence, on that Steele dossier? That to me is an example of that it did happen. Let's listen to the Pompeo now talking about Russian interference.
It was former Director Brennan who told Congress last year,
I saw information and intelligence that was worthy of investigation.
That he alerted the FBI to contacts between Russian officials and the Trump campaign, a central focus of the ongoing investigation.
Have you seen any evidence of collusion with members of the Trump campaign at the time?
I wasn't on the campaign. I haven't seen it.
Mr. Pompeo.
I can only say this. I've watched this administration deal with all of our adversaries in a way that has been robust. And the CIA, as part of that, is doing our part.
What is being done to make sure that doesn't happen in 2018 and in the next presidential election in 2020?
It's a great question, Nora. It's a very important question. I can't answer it. I can only tell you this. There is a major push, not only from the CAA, but all of this administration, this government, to do everything we can to prevent that from happening in 2018, in 2020, in 2030, and beyond.
It's been reported, though, there hasn't been a cabinet meeting about it. There hasn't been a National Security Council meeting about it.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't follow all the reporting. You should take it all with a grain of salt, except yours, Nora. I'm sure yours is 100%
accurate. So on that note, is this being taken seriously, the Russian interference in our democratic process?
Yes. And I wish it had been taken this seriously previously.
So, and this is why I like him so much. He's so matter of fact. Is you know, don't believe everything you hear. And that's part of what the problem is that people just churn this information around and they don't have any substance to it. And the media, instead of checking it out, just runs with it as an absolute fact. And that is a major, major problem. Okay, now, and again, insight into Mike Pompeo. He does part of this interview with his wife, Susan, there. And this tells me everything I need to know of why he is the right person with the job. His wife gets involved with spouses of CIA people that are there. One of the reasons that Reagan did what he did is we brought in spies from the cold, and we brought their families in. And we were in a secure place where those people, media couldn't see him or anything, but Reagan could talk to him. Those people were beside themselves. They absolutely adored it because when you're a spy that's out in the cold, you're getting zero credit, and your family kind of knows what's going on.
He might very well be questioned. I mean, not just credit. It could be, what are you doing? We don't trust you.
And so the family just loved it. They absolutely loved it. We had this gigantic, you know, food-a-thon buffet, and they kind of, we listened to and speak, and they all ate. Reagan stayed with them for a little while and ate with them and went around to the different tables. But these people were just thrilled that he did that. And this is what they did here. So I want you to hear now Mike Pompeo and his wife, Susan, what they're doing.
While the former Republican congressman from Kansas was no stranger to Washington, Pompeo and his wife Susan have sought insider advice about life at Langley.
Director Panetta gave me the advice. He said, it's great, we got two Italians as CIA directors. But also helped me think about how to interact with Congress, right? We have an oversight body that funds the organization. And so he gave me some ideas about how to make sure that relationship was strong and sound as well.
And Susan, what did you learn from this experience? I'm sure there's so many spouses of people who work here at the CIA.
Right. It's a whole new world. It really is. And while I'm able to meet with groups of spouses, which I try to do regularly, Mike always is interested afterwards, you know, how'd it go? What'd you learn? And I always say to him, what I learned is you should hire all of them, too. Because it turns out that really smart, capable, bright people marry really smart, capable, bright people who are an amazing patriots. It's a family commitment, like most things are.
That's, and I love the fact that she is meeting with spouses of CIA employees. And let me, it's a very intense job. I've known several of the people that are involved in that, particularly the different desks. It's a very intense job, and you can have a situation around the world, and you're the chief for that desk, and you may be there for 3-4 days and just sitting there at your position and just staying there all the time, and your family doesn't see you. And that's particularly when you have hot spots, and say you have the Russian desk or the China desk or Middle Eastern package of country's desk, you can be busy for a long, long time. So with that, the Pompeo is going to be asked about his legacy, and what does he want his legacy to be? Now, this is a very short clip, but to me, it is incredibly telling about the quality and experience and knowledge of Mike Pompeo.
Pompeo has swatted away rumors that he's up for a role other than this one and says he's focused on changing things right where he is.
What do you want your legacy here to be?
I haven't thought about it. I've only been doing it for a year. I think our adversaries should know this. When Mike Pompeo leaves as the director of the CIA, this organization will be more vicious, more aggressive, more inclined to take risks, to come directly at the threats that America and the world faces. If I can do that, I'll be very proud of what I've accomplished during my time as the director.
Point blank. That's what I like about him.
One, he sounds just like Mattis. I mean, this team, it sounds like Kelly, it sounds like Mattis. Guys who have that sort of military training, that background. Because he's a West Point Pompeo graduate.
Graduate number one in his class.
Yeah, so it just, that comes across that way.
Yeah, I tell you what, I feel much, but the only thing I'm not on Pompeo's side, and that is free-for-all eavesdropping, where you're gathering everything in there. That's my only disagreement with him. I love what he brings to the table. I love the integrity he brings to the table. He's looked at all this unmasking. He's given it to the Intel Committee. You can just tell by the little grin on his face when he talks about it that he's seen things that are very damning. You can just tell it.
Yeah, the one time he jumped the shark was when he was talking about WikiLeaks as a foreign intelligence service. I'm like, yeah, that's some foreign intelligence service that doesn't have the power to tax, that doesn't have a state necessarily sponsoring it at all. Yeah, that's some service, man. But I think Pompeo is very competent. It's just it's not going to be up to him. But the limits of surveillance and balancing that with liberties and privacy concerns. That's not his job.
His job is to get information. He's going to get as much information as he possibly can. And that's where I wish a little bit of a Rand Paul would kind of come out in people to say, in the wrong hands, this could be a very dangerous thing. And I think that's what we have just seen. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back, 93.1 FM, right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury infinity, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. Big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition in the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365 horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third row seating and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's head to the phones and let's talk to our good friend, the one and only Ritz.
Well, hey, Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good weekend? And wasn't yesterday amazing?
I wouldn't know I was in the hospital.
Oh no. Come on, Rich. What's up, buddy?
I had the flu and got dehydrated. I couldn't even drink water. It would come straight back out of my guts.
So
I had to run.
So you went to the hospital and they plugged you up to an IV?
They gave me an IV and they gave me morphine and some kind of thing to keep me from vomiting because I couldn't stop vomiting.
Man, you had a bad.
Yeah, I did. I did. Now I have both kinds of flu, so my immune system ought to be ready for the next decade.
Me too. I had the gastrointestinal one at the turn of the new year, and now I just dealt with the respiratory one.
Yeah, gosh, these have been a booger, I tell you.
Yeah.
These are some of the toughest ones I've ever seen in my life.
Man.
And it was so weird being in the hospital. Everybody's running around with masks on, you know, and It was surreal.
Yeah, it's some of the people I've talked to that have had this, and our church is feeling it. There are a bunch of people who were not there yesterday because of the flu, and it's spouses. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is if you can buy stock in hospitals, do it.
Did you actually overnight in the hospital?
I had to. I was in pretty bad shape, and I had to wait in the emergency room till midnight before. And the only reason I got a room is they had to fly somebody out to UAB, and transport somebody to UAB, and a room became available by the time I got cleaned up at midnight. So they were transporting me by bed, rolling me into my new room at midnight. So I didn't get to stay there too long, but I was anxious. I had to get out. I told them doctor told me he wanted to keep me overnight, and I said, "Well, I'll do it under one condition." I said, "I've got to be out before noon because I got to go do paperwork on my new home." So I had to do an inspection and everything and pay them. They want their money, you know, when they do that inspection. Had to get all that out of the way. I was kind of weak, but I got out of there in time.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that happened to you, my friend.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That sure changed my plans real quick. Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, anyway, the reason I called is, you're talking about the gathering of information and how that's been weaponized for political reasons, which is a bad thing, and somebody needs to hang high for that stuff. But don't you think, because I can see the benefit of having that information available to be unmasked if you run across a lead. And you need to find evidence to, you know, go search somebody or get a warrant or something like that. Don't you think there's a way that they could maybe stiffen up the requirements to unmask this stuff?
See, that's what the problem is. They're supposed to get a court order, and it goes down to a chain of command to unmask. But the difficulty is, how much information are they gathering without a warrant?
Well, and also this latest amendment from Justin Amash, Mo Brooks was talking about it earlier on the show, failed. What that amendment did is said if the FBI or any other agencies want to use Americans' information collected through 702, they have to get a warrant, an individualized warrant. Right now, they have to get an individualized warrant if there's already a criminal investigation of the American. If there's no criminal investigation, they can just pull out the information.
So
MASH wanted to put a warrant threshold there, and that was voted down.
Yeah.
And also they can do it by groups, too. That's the... They tried to solicit all the records for all the people who use Verizon, for example, which is like, you know, 90 million or something.
Yeah, they need to stiffen up the requirements to gain access to that information. And make it a little bit safer for our privacy, because especially when they go politicizing it, that's dangerous, very dangerous, and it could lead to some bloodshed when you have somebody trying to take over the government by using information they have access to just because they're in power. I know that would upset me to no end.
Absolutely. Exactly right, because when you start weaponizing the intel agencies, that's where you have some real problems.
Oh, yeah. People lose freedoms and lives then.
Exactly right. Exactly. Right. And that's scary.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Hey, Dan.
Yes,
I may leave you a gift tomorrow if I remember, if I have time. I got to get rid of that skunky beard.
Well, just if you drop it by, I'm gonna sanitize it.
No, I'm all done. I haven't been around it. That's for sure. No, I'm all done. I'm not contagious or anything like that anymore.
Yeah, but see, that beer was sitting in your house when you were.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to have to get some, you know, the stuff and spray it.
Well,
oh, that'll taste good.
Maybe make it better.
Yeah, it will. You might be on to something.
I had to say before Rich said it, just so I wouldn't get popped on that one.
A Corona after, you know, putting a Tide Pod in your mouth? Oh, it's delicious.
All right. Y'all take care. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks. You have a great day. So you didn't watch either of the games yesterday?
No, I kind of got into some heavy reading, and I was enjoying that, and I didn't watch the Patriots game.
I haven't watched the NFL football at all, but I watched the Patriots-Jaguar game. They were down like 16 points, and the Patriots came back. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. And the Vikings, who I actually kind of want to see win because my home office is in Minnesota, and everybody there is all pumped up about Minnesota possibly playing a Super Bowl at home stadium in Minnesota.
That would have been cool.
But that wasn't going to go happen. Minnesota looked awful. They could not do anything right. And the they just did a brilliant job.
Well, and the league.
I mean, the Philly.
The league is probably going, whoo, we just dodged a bullet, because you have two classic NFL football towns, and with Philly and with the Pats. So they'll have better ratings than if it ended up being Minnesota and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Much better ratings.
Well, it's Brady's got some ties to Minnesota. He's got family that's there I picked up. But I had not seen that. But the Minnesota game was just boring by the time we got to the half. And I was like, you know, cleaning the house and watching football and that kind of stuff. And then finally, since I had the TVs outside, I was watching a movie. And I tell you, it's like being in a drive-in out there.
Well, and some of what I did watch, for nostalgia's sake, it was a great childhood movie we all love, my roommates and myself, The Sandlot. And you know, tonight I'm actually be talking to the guy about the movies he wants to share with his daughter when she gets old enough. And going back and watching that movie, classic American 1950s movie about baseball, The Sandlot.
Ooh, I might have to
rewatch
see that.
It, folks.
Yeah, I tell you, I've been going back and doing Netflix old movies up there and Amazon, the new Amazon Prime. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. Audience, I want to thank you so very, very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We're going to keep doing this until we get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.